I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Five men are in custody for the grisly murders of three workers at a Christian publishing house in Turkey. Sat7's David Harder says there's concern that persecution could be worsening. Yet one of the widows publicly forgave her husband's killers. Her faith in action is likely to prompt many new questions. Pray for believers in this region. And the new leader of Turkmenistan may be opening doors for evangelism, according to Back to the Bible. He's promised to make the internet available to more people, which will open up ministry via the web. As number 13 on the World Watch list for Christian persecution, this could be a breakthrough for evangelism. He was elected this February after the former president died unexpectedly last December. Pray that religious freedom continues to increase under this new leader. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Looking for short-term missions trips this summer? Dozens of trip possibilities can be found at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Mission Trips. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.